Okay. I thought we were supposed to wait 10 seconds.
Well, we already Welcome have the back. Intro.
Oh.
You just saw us walk here. This makes
sense. Are we going to? Okay.
Maybe.
It's or been a didn't. Long.
You did or you didn't. We don't know yet.
It might be the outro. Maybe.
We just walked here.
We did. Kay. We got kicked out of our studio.
We didn't get kicked out.
We're not kicked out.
We never made it in the first place.
Okay. Anywho.
Good times.
The topic for our episode today is... It's how do I even say it?
Wait, but we should...
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't the whole walk up and say my name.
Eli? Who are you?
No.
All right. So I'm Giuseppe. I'm a third year here with SMC. I'm a physiology major with a double minor in immunology and math. SMC-related things I do. I was a marshal last summer. That was pretty cool. I'm an executive on Run Club.
Run Club!
What else am I? I'm on the SMCU Academics Committee, but that's about it. Yeah, I'll pass the phone over to whoever wants to talk next.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're very excited to have you,
thank you
here with us today.
Very exciting.
And the episode that we're going to do
today.
I feel
like our episodes are getting more and more chaotic. Exponentially.
It's for the best. Good.
They're Wait. Funny.
They're going down. Our
viewership.
We haven't even... Okay, yeah. The topic for the episode today is we're hypocrites. So we're going to give you guys advice that we don't follow at all.
Yeah.
Because we're hypocrites.
Yay.
Who wants to start?
Aren't we all?
Oh, man.
I can start. I'm going to start school related.
Okay.
Go to office hours.
Oh, I was going to use that.
I have never been to office hours in my 4 years. Not a single one.
Really?
Yeah. It's really bad. And I said I would go this year, which to be fair, I would have. But the prof that I wanted to have office hours with doesn't have office hours. Mm, it's like a book your own appointment thing.
I saw that.
So I'm like, never mind. It's too much work. Wow. So, yeah, I think that's like definitely go to office hours. Definitely do it.
But you don't.
I don't, though. But I regret it. See? So you don't want to be me. You don't want to be in my
shoes.
Wow. Have you gone to office hours?
Yeah, I go to my prof's office hours every week. I don't talk about school stuff, but talk about like Diet Coke and Taylor Swift.
To be fair, I've never gone either. Now that you say it,
yeah.
I was like, you know, there's some cool professors, but they're all like what's it called? Like book appointment only. Yeah. Like I'm not gonna book an appointment with this guy just to talk about like no. I don't know what.
It's awkward, yeah. I think it's definitely helpful.
I go to one prof's office hours, but just to like be besties with them, not to like get help
for anything. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually go, but it's after it's already too late.
Failed all my midterms.
No, but things will be going so well in the course that I'm like, no, I don't need to go. But then we'll have an assignment or something, and then you get deep into the assignment and you have a question, and it's like the week before, or like you've already gone through the lecture material the night before, like, oh, that type of thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if you have the relationship ahead of time, it makes it easier to email them about random stuff and they'll actually like reply as well.
That's true.
Wow. Well.
You're over.
Okay. My turn. Okay. Gets 8 hours of sleep every night.
You guys are stealing my voice.
And.
You guys have no answer.
I could have no answer.
Adding on to that, sleep and wake up at the same time every day.
It's impossible. No offense. I have a different schedule every day.
Exactly.
How is that possible? You're telling me, like, if I have class at 11 versus 9 a.m., I'm not gonna sleep.
I used to in third year. I was really good about this. I don't know what happened this year. Mm. But like Jack and I have this running joke that like he's never seen me awake past noon.
Yeah, that is true.
Today was an exception. I was awake at 10.
Jeez.
Yeah, a whole 2 hours early.
Wow.
But no, like it's not. It's just not. I just read Eli's list and the two things that he had written down for the two things he said.
You want to see your turn for a bit?
Yeah, do you have one?
Yeah, let him cook. No.
Let him cook. I believe in Eli.
No.
Okay.
Next. I have to cook.
All right. Turn. When you guys told me the episode, you also mentioned one in passing that I obviously do not follow. Because I think I've said it to you one time. I forget when. But, okay. I always say, like, when people say they're so overwhelmed with, like, school... Like, think about what you could do in 4 hours, okay? Because if you just look at a whole schedule for a whole semester, I'm like you have this day. I'm like, there's no chance. Like, you will actually just, like, because there's nothing you can do about all of that. But, like, 4 hours is a reasonable amount of time you can just do things in. So I'm like, dude, think about 4 hours. What can you do in 4 hours that's productive? And then if you want to work more, do more 4 hours, another 4 hours. Or just relax afterwards, right? And then you're like, so you actually only think 4 hours ahead. And I'm like...
Okay,
that, like, that, okay, sure.
I don't know.
But I mean, to be fair, yeah, I don't think that far ahead for, like, eating either.
I have
to 11:59, so I can't think about it until, what, 6?
And so 7:59, you're done. Just do it. It's fine. It's easy.
But yeah, so I say that, I feel like, and then you're like, there's no way you follow that. And I'm like, yeah, there's no way, like, I'm pretty bad about that, to be honest. I'm always just thinking about, like, whatever, like, several months in advance, and I'm just like, there's nothing I can do about this.
Yeah.
No, I think I don't know. It's good advice, though, to, like, not think too far, because it's just going to stress you out.
Yeah, that's my logic. I'm like, you know what? 4 hours. I was thinking about this podcast. When did we start filming? I don't even know. I was thinking about the podcast 4 hours ago. And also the night before, when I made this list.
There you go.
Nice.
Who else wants, do you want to go, Eli?
I have no idea.
I see another item on the list.
Yeah, I just added another item to the list. This, I kind of use it sometimes, but Pomodoro method, it's like the tomato timer. You have like 25 minutes of straight working and then 5 minute break. So the break, you're always looking forward to the break. It's like a kind of a reward. During that break, you can go outside, touch grass, like, breathe in the air. And then this brings me to my second one, which is if you're tired in a class, you feel like you're about to fall asleep, look back and forth. So, like, to the corners of your peripheral vision, like, side to side.
Do you disagree? I would just leave.
I'm tired, I'm out. It's early in the noon.
You can also do that.
I fully left class because I had a headache. Like...
I think
that if you're not going to focus in the class, you're better off just leaving.
That's kind of fair.
Because that's like 2 or 3 hours that you've just wasted just sitting there doing nothing.
That's fair, but I feel like even when I'm passively, like, just sitting in a class, I absorb so much more than if I were to not be at the class. And then this was the case yesterday. Like, I had a midterm in the morning, and then I had class, like, right after. And I was like, I'm not going to retain anything. I'm super tired. And I just went. And the entire class was boring until the third hour. And then once you got to the third hour, like, everything was just, like, super interesting. We were diving into, like, cardiovascular relationships and all that stuff.
It's like, I've never made it to the third hour.
But, like, it was interesting.
Prof. He ends class an hour early every time. And, like, he's such a legend.
I like that.
Yeah. It's like, because you think on your schedule it's 3 hours, but then he finishes an hour early. That's 2 hours.
It feels like you made time.
Yes. Yeah he did. Schedule
all my classes for like 3 to 4 hours, and I'd be so happy. Yes. If they finished like an hour earlier, I'd be like, oh my God, I have so much time.
It's like a reward for yourself. Yeah. You expect it.
Yeah. Exactly.
But no, I've had that too. Like, I actually have a class this, like, I've seen it a few times. It's like a 1 hour class, and they just keep, like, end like 20, 30 minutes early. It's like, blessed, like, reward. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what? I guess I've seen professors, like, stretch to the end, and it's always so annoying to me. I'm like, if there's nothing else, like, I don't know, I'll go somewhere else. I'll do something else. But I respect it when they end early, because if there's nothing else to say.
Yeah. I agree. I think for that as well, I think you mentioned, like, when a prof talks, like, slower, like, they kind of drag it on.
Yeah.
If you're allowed to, because I know for some classes you're not allowed to, audio record your lectures. Because when you're going back through, I think OneNote has a feature to do it. GoodNotes has a feature to do
voice
it.
Voice memos.
Yeah.
Voice memos as well. If you feel like something's going to be hard and, like, or a difficult topic that you want to revisit, you can just press the record button and, like, re-listen to it. And especially if you're like me and you don't do 100% of the readings before the class, you do, like, some of them, or none of them.
Why is that something you do?
Readings?
Mm-hmm. Why does he do readings?
Why do you do readings?
Oh, because...
I assume it's, like, less, okay, like, go over everything.
Yeah, if you don't do your readings, you're just lost for the entire class, for some of my classes.
I think you should not.
Oh, that is also advice.
Look at that, you got one naturally. What if you got on the list?
I don't think you should do all your assigned readings.
Not all of them. Why? I think, like,
because
No.
Be like critical about it. Be critical about it. Is this like? Can you watch a YouTube video about it? Can you? Is this background information that you need? Have you taken a course about it already?
Yeah, like.
But what if you don't?
Then you should read it.
Then
you should do. Okay, what I do is I call it pseudo skimming, where.
Okay. That sounds so cool.
You skim until you see something that you don't know. Then you read that, and then you.
That's me for the whole
You
paper.
Keep skimming. Okay, pseudo skimming. Or.
Oh my gosh.
Like, okay, in first year, for example, they give you, like, I don't know, 2 hours of assigned reading a week for, like, five classes. That's 10 hours.
Yeah, of time that you don't. Why do you think I suffer? Because I do every single reading for every single class.
No.
I do.
Okay, but do you feel like it helps?
Yeah, because okay. I would be lost. Like, then, for some, it's like case law as well, which like we talk about in class and we need to know for our exams. Mm-hmm. And then we have to bring them up as precedent for other cases. So, like, if I miss one, I'm completely lost for the next ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Reading is great. It helps with your attention span. Like, when I...
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Reading's good for you.
Reading increases your attention span.
Well, if you have to sit there and read, like, everything. Okay, by virtue of that, if you find things that you're interested... Okay, this is a suggestion. This is a hypocrite suggestion. Read, because I only do this in the summers. But find a book that you're about something that you're interested in, or, like, a self-improvement book, and just... sit down, finish it, start to finish, like, plan amount of time per week that you're going to read the book, or, like, I'm going to finish this chapter by the end of this week, and, like, obviously be patient with yourself because you're a student too, but it's rewarding because at the end of it, you gain some knowledge, or you can be like, I'm not interested in this anymore. I'm going to get a new book.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You learn you hate it by the end of it.
No, do you guys read for fun?
Yeah, these days I lie to myself. I say, I do not.
No, like
I ever?
Try.
Not even in the summer?
Okay, so reading.
I asked, does anybody read for fun?
When I said I lie and I say I do, no, I do not.
Not in the summer, not any time of year.
I usually say, I do my readings like for my textbooks and stuff. But I honestly, I don't even do that very well either. Like, I was thinking about your skimming thing. I feel like these days I just scroll and I look at the pictures.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a nice figure. There's a B cell. Okay. Let's go. Let's keep scrolling. God. So all I just do is look at pictures now. If you guys have book recommendations or anything interesting, maybe it wasn't an earlier episode. I actually forget. I feel like you did at one point.
I don't think so.
No? There was some recommendation.
Wait, do you actually listen to our podcast?
I do listen.
Okay.
No.
I don't watch the videos ever.
You know
I watch
them like,
on Spotify.
You know what you'd like? It's a book called Spark. It's about how exercise changes your brain physiology. And like it promotes neurogenesis. Is it called neurogenesis? I don't know. I'm not in neuro.
Looks at me as if I'm in
something like that.
Neuroplasticity. Yeah.
So do you read for fun then?
I read like one book a year.
Oh.
I'm happy I got Spark then. Okay. I will take it.
Yeah, I read more like I have this philosophy podcast that I listen to, and so after listening to the podcast, I go and read like whatever excerpts that they're talking about. And so like I've read Art of War. I'm going to reread it cuz it's been a while. Last time I read it was like beginning of high school. But yeah, self-improvement, philosophy type of books, anything.
We should start a book club.
That'd be good.
Run club with books.
I'm so down.
Oh, the Bible. I also read the Bible, like, every morning. I don't know why I don't consider that reading, but, like, yeah.
It's a book.
It's like
it's a book.
Yeah.
The most important books.
Wasn't it, like, the first book?
Definitely not.
I don't know.
Definitely not.
Okay, never mind.
I don't know. Wait, didn't the...
Let me Google.
What was the first book?
That was beforehand.
Maybe. Okay, no, you're right.
Odyssey.
Steph's Googling it.
The Epic
of Gilgamesh.
You're close.
There's some...
Yeah, that's it.
But also, like,
do hieroglyphics count as... No, right? Because it's not on, like, paper.
Or is that what we're counting as a book? I thought we meant, like, writings.
Yeah.
The first ever printed book is the Diamond Sutra or Sutra.
Oh. That's
a Buddhist. That is a book.
It's a book.
Yeah.
The first book.
Well, that's cool.
We got philosophical there for a bit.
What do you think the last book will be?
Jeez.
Someone's going to have to write the last book. You're right. It's going to be like why AI would take over or whatever.
The dangers of AI.
Guys, we're cooked. We're cooked. Blank pages all through.
Okay, do we want to do another one, or do we want to move on to different
What do you guys think about, like, eating three meals a day?
I don't.
Like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I usually need breakfast to survive. It doesn't need to be anything great. Like, I'm usually going to tell a sandwich kind of guy. But
you're laughing because I'm like nuts. No. I like Nutella, too.
I heard Nutella sandwich. I was like, yeah. That's always, like, an easy early morning
thing. One of my friends in first year would go to his classes and then, like, eat Nutella with chopsticks from a jar.
What?
Chopsticks?
It's, like, discipline.
Jeez.
Like, not a spoon, because I've heard the spoon thing before. Like,
in class.
There's a fly on me. Sorry. That freaked me out for a sec. that scared me. I'm the opposite. I don't eat breakfast.
Yeah, I think I eat breakfast once a year. That's crazy. I read one book a year, and I eat breakfast once a year.
Even if I'm a single day, you get the ideal to read on only one day.
So wait, did you have a Nutella sandwich this morning?
I did have a Nutella sandwich this morning.
Wow. Okay, and I didn't eat it, like, at all today.
Nutella sponsorship.
Yeah.
Get on it.
Front filter?
For you.
Oh, for me. Yeah, guys, Nutella. I'll wear a Nutella shirt around. I always wear, like, very, like, plain shirts. I'll wear something like Nutella. Oh,
sponsor gosh. Run Club.
Sponsor Run Club. Give us nutrition beforehand. Then we just zoom. We'll all take a spoonful of Nutella and just go.
Before the Canada Room, I was, like, a snack person. Like, I would not have full meals. I'd have 6 snacks a day and just, like...
But how big are these snacks? Like, what's a snack to you?
Like... It'd be, I wanted to talk about this too. It'd be like something that's super like high glycemic index and like something low. So like a smoothie bowl and then like bring it down with some like bread, fat, protein, something like that.
That's very good.
That's smart.
Because my blood sugar spikes and then I'm like falling asleep.
But I've heard that's good if you're doing like a bunch of like smaller meals as opposed to like giant ones. Like I've heard that's good for you. I don't know. I'm no like... nutritional guy, but
I want to take a nutrition class.
I feel like there's so many different ways though, because then there's like fasting and stuff where people are like eat a big meal and then fast for like
we need to put like a disclaimer and, like, this is not nutritional advice.
Yeah, we don't know anything.
We are not registered dietitians.
This we thought the Bible was the first book.
Who is we?
Oh, that's true.
It was me.
Oh my gosh.
I was gonna search it up to just confirm, but like I think fasting is good for synaptic pruning or something like that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, if you, like, whenever I have a weekend, like, I used to have 5-day meal plan, and also the Canada Room doesn't open until, like, 10. Eat. So, yeah, I just would wait until, like, lunch and just drink water. And that was, like, when I was the most productive was Saturdays from, like, 9 to 12. Just because I was fasting.
Yeah, no, mental clarity is like a pretty common side effect.
Mm-hmm.
Not side effect, benefit of fasting.
Side effect. It is a side effect, but like...
Yeah.
A good side effect.
It's a therapeutic effect.
Mm. Okay, I have a really random topic to bring up.
I'm excited.
So I was on TikTok, and I saw this girl in the car with her friend. I don't know if they're doing a podcast or if it's just, like, I think they do it. It's, like, either videos or podcasts where they sit in the car and they talk. And she said, do you think, this is, it's stupid, do you think that shampoo and conditioner are actually friends or is it purely professional? And then she started thinking about, like, other pairings. So they, like, mentioned, like, salt and pepper,
ketchup
right?
Ketchup and mustard.
Exactly. So, like, ketchup and mustard, peanut butter and jelly. I was thinking, like, milk and cookies. Like, to me, I don't think milk and cookies are friends. I think that the cookies are being fucking held hostage. Because, like, they're being dunked, like, you know what I mean? Against their will into milk.
Are we just, like, making them human beings in this situation?
Yeah, what is the personification?
I don't know.
Oh, no, it's something, it's not personal, it's like anthropomorphism,
yeah.
Salt and pepper.
So do you think...
Are like...
Wait, but what does friends? It mean to be friends?
Like they go, like, like, they enjoy each other's company?
Yeah, yeah. Do they dislike each other? Like, peanut butter and jelly.
Well, shampoo and conditioner are not friends.
Really? Then what are they?
Co-workers, colleagues. Yeah.
They're colleagues, okay.
They both, like, help serve a role of cleaning my hair.
Yeah.
Okay, so then peanut butter and jelly?
They work under the same organization. Peanut butter and jelly...
So they're...
Peanut butter and jelly, I think, can be more than friends.
Ooh. Oh, because they're so close, you know, and compact.
So what does it make cookies and milk that you dip in the cookie in?
No. That's like, yeah, that's torture. That's
okay.
Wait, have you guys
what
seen
about relish?
What's the movie called? Sausage Party?
No, it's sausage like ketchup party. And mustard. That's
ketchup and mustard. And
it's
then
ketchup and
like...
mustard, and then relish is like the jealous friend.
Have you seen Sausage Party?
No.
Okay.
Don't exactly.
What?
Non-sponsored. So non-sponsored.
Not sponsored.
Okay, basically, like, all these foods, like, come to life, and, like, it's really, messed up. Like, that's all I'll say.
There's literally nothing else we can say. They made a TV show on Amazon.
Oh, no.
I watched one episode, I'm like, this is just the movie again.
Oh, my gosh. Chat. Somebody got paid to sit down in the studio and... come up with that idea. I just want to let that know. Never.
So, I think the first time I watched it, I was like really young. Like, must have been like 12, 14 or something. Yeah. And I don't even know how I did this. Like, I snuck into that movie with my brother. And then we were like.
At the theater?
Yeah, we were like, why did we do this? Oh, like, this is fucked.
I think. Always follow your dreams because somebody got paid to do that. So, you can get paid to do whatever you want.
Exactly.
True.
Oh, another hypocrite advice. Keep up with your hobbies. Like, schedule them. Because the person who you want to be in, like, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, you kind of have to start doing that stuff now.
Now.
If you want to be good at it eventually. So, like, in the summer I was better at it because I actually had time. But, like, one thing I've always wanted to get... to do is graphic designing, and so like this summer for Dawn Ship we had a little bit of time for our floor, and then I just designed a bunch of posters and inspirational quotes and stuff like that, just random, with things that I was interested in and for Dawn Ship. And like
I think like I read somewhere that you have to spend like 1,000 hours on something to become an expert.
That I heard. Yeah. 10,000 do it 10,000
maybe 10,000 yeah
that I heard too.
I'm an expert at Minecraft.
I was gonna say, is there anything that you feel like you've spent that much time on? It's Minecraft for you?
I was literally saying we should start a Minecraft server with SMC.
Oh,
okay.
Awesome.
So a long time ago. Wait. Giuseppe. Oh, yeah. A long time ago. Not a long time ago. 3 years ago. Far away. During COVID, there used to be a club called Build SMC. And it was a Minecraft club. And I feel like a historian. No, this is in my first year. They tried to build SMC on Minecraft. Like, they tried to build all of Brennan Hall. I'm sure the server still exists. We can probably find it.
I saw an Instagram account of that. Someone sent me that when I first brought up that idea.
Yeah.
That's funny. They're trying to replicate this. Like, someone walks into the Minecraft Smix you office. Looks in the fridge and like, oh, we're out of Minecraft freezies.
That's crazy.
It's just like a block of wool.
Oh my gosh.
The grape flavor, the purple block of wool is the best block of wool.
Okay, so what do you feel like you're an expert?
Shout out grape freezes.
Like, that you've spent
oh my
so
god.
Much time on?
I think I used to have a lot of hobbies when I was a kid. I think I mentioned this in a previous episode, but I would like jump around from hobby to hobby just because I would get really good at something and then I would like just drop it because I got bored. Mm-hmm. But like fish keeping. Like, I could keep a fish alive.
Fish keeping?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I had a lot of fish. I spent a lot of time, like, taking care of fish and doing water changes and...
Like, tropical
fish?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, not like just the Nemo you get from, like,
as pets, sorry.
I think arguably taking care of, like, a goldfish fish and keeping it alive.
Pets. Yeah, fish.
Fish as pets.
Arguably taking care of, like, Nemo. Or not Nemo. Clownfish is tropical, but, like...
that's
goldfish.
Saltwater, yeah.
Yeah, taking care of a goldfish and keeping it alive for longer is like impressive.
That's
an
achievement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever had like one of those like goldfish in the bag last more than 2 weeks. Like there was a while where my family.
Well, did you keep it in the bag?
I had a little bowl, but there was a while.
Like, okay, the first problem.
That's our first problem. Get a bowl for your fish.
Like, no, nice 20 gallons minimum, filtered.
Exactly.
Heater.
Nice water slide.
Also, there's this thing. So, you can't just put a fish in water. You need to...
You're supposed to put it in water?
Put it on the grill.
You need to... This is what I mean. I'm an expert. You need to cycle the tank. So basically, there's this thing called like nitrifying bacteria. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say nitrogenous bacteria. Same thing, whatever. I'm not a chemist. That convert the ammonia from the fish's waste into nitrites and nitrate, which is like not toxic. But the ammonia is toxic. Well, is it ammonia? I don't know.
That sounds right.
Yeah, right? Maybe. So that process takes like a few weeks. So that's why like the fish die. It's because they're just like swimming in their own waste and there's no bacteria to like cycle the water.
But wait, where did the bacteria come from? Like, do you add it yourself? Like, I assume it
just... No, so what I used to do... There's different ways. There's different ways. If you have a tank that's already cycled... This is now a fish-keeping podcast. If you have a tank that's already cycled, you just take the filter from that tank. Because the filter is what holds the colony of bacteria. You can just take it and put it in the new tank. Or you can buy, like, strains of bacteria. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're making sourdough kombucha, it's, like, the same thing. It's not the same thing. Jeez. It's, like, similar idea. Oh, baking was another one of my hobbies. And knitting.
You used to knit?
You can knit?
Yeah. I can like...
What did you do? I made hats.
Yeah, okay, so in first year, there was a Dawn, her name is Abby. She taught us all how to crochet. Maybe I'll bring that back, actually. No, but I can do both.
I was learning how to crochet, like, earlier this week. I ended up, like, face down on the floor, just sleeping.
I think, like... I just remembered I was working on a sweater and I lost it.
No.
I didn't. It's probably in my house somewhere.
How do you lose a sweater?
Like, I got bored of it and I didn't finish it.
Well, how much did you do before?
Like, about half. Mm. I made both sleeves and then, like, the half of, like, the base, the body.
Interesting.
Knitting a sweater is, like, a whole thing. It takes, like, a day.
It takes so long.
That sounds close to pants. So, I mean, you finished a pair of pants. I think.
True, actually.
You just sew up the head hole, that's it.
A nice pair of shorts.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Maybe I'll knit a scarf for my for the next episode.
What are you an expert at, Giuseppe?
What am I an expert at? Oh, man.
Wait.
Your 1,000 hours.
Merch that I made.
I can make us hats.
That'd be so cool.
You can make us scarves.
We're just going to have you.
Mugs. Yeah. We're getting mugs. We're getting mugs. I'll pay out of my own pocket.
It's fine. We'll just have a reap stuck in here knitting for us.
Faster. We need another episode.
I also used to be really good at origami. See, I've lived so many different lives. Like, I had so many hobbies as a kid.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
When I was in first year, I would just sit in my room, like, late at night making paper cranes. And then I just had, like, a huge box of paper cranes that I gave out during my first MixU election. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, I do.
That's pretty cool.
That was funny. You've always had the best things to give away during elections.
Really?
Yeah. Remember your business cards?
Oh, I did make business cards.
Business cards. I still have it.
That's pretty good.
That was funny. Okay.
Oh.
What were you going to say?
Public speaking. Practice before you public speak. It doesn't go well if you don't do that. I don't know why. That's like the most basic advice, but I never follow it. So,
I think I probably mentioned this, but my parents forced me to do a public speaking class as a kid,
and that's the last episode.
It actually helped a lot. But yeah, I you should memorize all your speeches. Not like memorize, but like rehearse them a lot.
Yeah, like get a feel for things. Not the same. Like, I like speaking. I feel like I always script things, or at least just have a feel for what I'm going to talk about. Like. And I've also just learned, like, general strategies. Like, I don't know, be open with your body language. Okay, maybe right now I'm, like, sitting, like, very, like, reserved. Like, I don't know how it's going to turn out on this video. Exactly. Here we're very,
very open. Oh.
Unfiltered, we're very open with our body language.
Steph is not open.
Steph is not that language. Oh, man. But you know
what? That's the thumbnail.
This is the thumbnail.
Okay.
But yeah, public speaking, I feel like it's only something that comes with practice. Like, you have to really try to, like, push yourself to try to do something without every single word on the slideshow. Or try to actually push yourself to look out to the audience more. Mm-hmm. And I agree, that comes with practice and actual preparation.
For sure.
I like being loud, if you haven't noticed.
Orientation.
The orientation video, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm the loudest. Exactly, yeah.
All right. I think Steph has a question.
I do have a question.
This is scary.
We should have like a name for this segment.
Controversial topic.
But like something that's
That's
better.
Unfiltered asks or something. I don't know.
If you have a name. You know how, like, okay, on Bill Nye the Science Guy, he was like, what was it? It's like.
Wait, you're right. There was one. There was a segment.
There's those cutaways.
There were those cutaways, but there was one. They had a name for one of them.
Now you know.
Now you know. You're right.
Is this what this is?
We should do that for like this.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I feel like these are getting worse the more I look at them. Okay, do we want like what kind of question do we want?
Just like one normal question, and then we could do one not normal question.
I like that.
Because I feel like you're scrolling and only seeing not normal questions.
Can I pick one?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a whole list of them, eh?
Mm-hmm. It's not that.
Oh, not the. Oh, these questions. I thought this was like the.
Oh, the questions people
from
ask?
From the story. Wait,
what
yeah.
Does, okay. What does 27 mean?
That's it's just stupid. How do you say it?
Okay, how do you pronounce this word? APPLICABLE. Wait.
Are we all doing it at the same time?
No, you go first.
Applicable.
Applicable or applicable?
Okay, I would say applicable.
I say applicable.
It depends on, like, the context.
That's why.
Well, is it, like, a root or route thing?
Or yeah, exactly.
Either? Yeah.
Because I say both either and either.
It depends on,
depending,
like,
on the situation. The sentence.
Yeah.
But I don't change to applicable.
Applicable.
I feel like if I'm putting emphasis on the word, I'd be, like, applicable. But, like, if I were to say it in a sentence, like, I always... Like, the word applicable is never, like, the focus point of the sentence.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I'm not a linguistics guy.
Mm.
Nick?
For saying NA, I'd say non-applicable. What's the alternative?
Applicable.
No, I go with applicable.
How did we come up... This was a stupid thing we thought of one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not applicable.
That's why I'm kind of... okay, let's do another one. You pick one of these.
Oh, no.
No, I'm scared.
These are questions asked from you guys.
Oh, when is this episode coming out?
Next Friday. What's that?
The day after Hoikity Hans.
Yeah, the
25th. The 25th.
I thought that was the question. I was like, that's easy.
What day is today?
Okay, you don't. If you have a Halloween costume that you want to share, or just like an idea.
I don't want to share.
Someone said, what's a good Halloween costume?
Oh,
like for like any person.
By yourself or with someone else?
Either or.
I think pick something that everyone knows and that you care about as well. Like that combination. Because having to explain your costume to people, as much as it doesn't matter how much you love your costume, is going to get annoying.
That I agree with. Last costume party I went to, I was trying to make something that's like recognizable enough to the point where it's like you'd get it or you'd at least be close, right? Mm-hmm. So I think I went to, it's Gordon Ramsay, okay? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not blonde or anything, but like, it's like sort of the hair. Like, I had a chef jacket or whatever I found on Amazon for like $20. Like, sure, we'll do it, right? And everyone was like, but you look just like the guy that plays Carm from The Bear. Why didn't you just do that?
Oh my God.
I'm like, that's a mainstream show. I'm watching that right now. Mm. I mean, I get that one a lot. I look like the guy from The Bear. People say I look like Will Ferrell. People say I look like Matt Rife. I don't know who that is. I think he's a comedian.
Oh yeah.
I don't that's know. That's an insult. That's, yeah.
That's why. I keep looking at pictures. I'm like, this is not... like this guy does not look like me.
JT.
Oh, like Justin Timberlake. Okay. It took a sec. There's another one I get a lot. Someone told me I look like Jude Law. I don't think so. Yeah, Jude Law is in the new Dumbledore thing.
We need pictures of all these people around his face.
Flash them up on
the
screen.
Yeah.
I don't think I look like him. Oh yeah, do you guys like put like pictures? Like I only listen. I never watch the video.
A lot of people did The Bear last year.
Like if you cover like the bottom half of your face.
The bear is
then just
show.
Blue eyes at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Then you guys look similar.
How do you explain The Bear in like
one sentence? Angry
it's
Chef.
Like a chef show.
Yeah, angry chef, like, yeah, chef psychological trauma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Guy wants to run a restaurant, but I don't know. There's problems.
Yeah.
It's great. You should watch it if you have not watched The Bear. Because I heard that explanation. I'm like, that sounds like Bob's Burgers or something. It's not.
It's like imposter syndrome.
Yeah. Watch The Bear. I got on that bandwagon too late, but I rate it.
It's a good show.
I think those are all good tips.
10 out of 10
shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something easy.
Yeah. If you're
Unless
making
you're
your
like
costume.
A person that loves to go all out. Then you worst can do case like scenario, characters, just like Joker.
Go to the dollar store, get some angel wings.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you know what would be really good is the Saltburn, like, El Angel, where, like, they just paint some wings gold and then wear, like, a white tank top.
Mm.
You know, like, what Jacob Elordi wore? Have you seen Saltburn? Okay, well.
I sadly have.
We'll need a lot of visual references.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess with that.
I had no idea what to expect watching it. And
Saltburn?
That was, like, not a good experience.
Oh, just a guy with wings. Yeah. He's, like, wearing a tank top or something. It's just like you rolled out of bed, you have wings. Okay.
No, because it was, the theme was a Midsummer Night's Dream. Midsummer Night's Dream.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Midsummer's?
Again? First day on the job.
Well.
Do you want to do another
one? Yeah, I kind of want to do another one.
Okay, do another quick one.
Some of these questions are insane.
You do it.
Keep sending in your questions.
Was that we already one said that one.
Should be.
Know.
I can put it up again.
Okay.
We already did this one. Do you do this one? Or is
pause.
This is a good time to pause, actually. It's good.
Yeah. It's convenient. Okay, does every 12 minutes exactly.
Are there any more? Can we check the story right now?
I don't think there's more.
Because people can keep...
unrelated. We should do like call a friend.
Oh,
call a friend. Put two people phones side by side for an episode.
No, we should each go through each other's phones, and I call a friend for you.
Wow.
Like I can double check with you before to make sure it's like okay. But
I like that.
It's really bad, like you have to let me.
You call like, and then be like. You can be like, hi, you're the emergency contact for...
That would be so good.
They've currently been involved in a... Insert blank. Let's see. What Disney princess would you be?
Oh. Shout out to Yusuf.
Yeah. Either Snow White or Cinderella, maybe? Why? Sorry, I was thinking Ariel.
I took the quiz. Yusuf sent us this Disney princesses quiz.
Oh, that's what that
was. And, like, we all took it. And I feel like... Okay, so I got Aurora, which I feel like is kind of a little bit pointed. But, yeah, I guess it's accurate.
I think I got Rapunzel. And it was, like, the I want to be locked up in a tower reading books thing.
Okay. I feel like it'd be someone basic, like Belle or something. I don't know.
Should we have you take the quiz right now?
Sure, I'll do the quiz now.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
What Disney...
I haven't done it either.
Perfect, you might be right after. All right, let's do it. Which Disney princess are you?
Okay.
On BuzzFeed.com. Which Disney movie is your favorite? Is that the first question?
Oh, wait, is this it? Cool.
What is your favorite Disney movie? Okay, we got Hunchback of Notre Dame, Robin Hood, Aristocrats, Lion King, Love Bug, Freaky Friday, Sword in the Stone, Lady and the Tramp, Black Cauldron, Hunchback of Notre Dame. Easy.
Oh, there you go.
All right. I don't think there was a princess in that movie, unless that's just the answer.
Oh, Meg.
Oh, you'd probably be enemies with... Your enemies are probably envious of your industriousness, looks, I have no enemies, determination, dreams, wealth, bravery, demeanor, passions. Let's say determination.
Determination.
Let's go with that. Let's pretend like I'm a determined person. What are you most scared of? Saying goodbye to my friends, losing my job, pop quizzes, global warming, scissors, corporations. Okay, I can see this all connected to war, being alone, standing still.
One of them is just scissors.
They're just scissors. I wonder who scissors is.
Is there scissors in there?
Let's say being alone. Why not? It's not going to be scissors or war. The other ones are all just strange. What do you look for in a soulmate? Okay. We have loyalty, steadfastness, passion, bravery, kindness, beauty, humor, a sense of adventure, and wealth. Okay. I think I would say... I'd say kindness. Why not?
Aww.
Nice people are great. Choose an animal to talk to. Phoenix, a bluebird, a mouse, a meerkat, a warthog. Animals can't talk. A cockatoo, a shark, or an opossum. Oh, man. A phoenix would be cool. I think I'd go with phoenix.
I think this is the only one that actually worked.
What do you like to do with your time off?
go camping, get out of town, get together with my family, lie around. I'm always working, play video games, burn both ends of the candle. That's the same thing. LARP or go to the beach. Oh, man.
LARP is crazy.
LARP is crazy. I'm always working is not fun, so I'm not going to choose that. I think I'm going to go with get together with my family.
There you go.
Okay, just for anyone listening, LARPing refers to live action role playing. Yeah, it's basically like you pretend to be.
Like it's like a battle in real life, but like fake swords and stuff in the park or something.
I learned that from what was your answer? What'd you get?
Would I say something? Spend time with my family?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to choose LARPing. I'm okay. It's a cool thing. It's not my thing.
I'm okay.
What is the secret to true love? Humor. Sorry?
I said you don't like playing with lightsabers?
Do I like playing with lightsabers? As a 20-year-old, no. There was a part where I was like, in my lightsaber race, and I was like nine, but yeah, I'm all good. What do you look for in, what's the secret to true love? Humor, understanding, I'll let you know when I find it. Faith, compassion, acceptance, communication, chemistry, or equality. You know what, chemistry? You don't need to be the same person as the other person. You just need to like, you need to click with them. Where do you like to have a first date? Movie theater. I don't remember that in any Disney movie.
Worst date?
First date.
Movie theater, bar, club, park, zoo, coffee shop, restaurant, I don't have time to date, or museum. Okay, first date can't be something wild. So you can't say, like, museum.
It's gotta be
or, like, the zoo. Okay, maybe. I don't know. Restaurant,
especially
yeah, restaurant.
Especially if you can talk to animals.
Dinner.
Like, that's kind of sketch.
Exactly. If I was to talk and all that.
Phoenix!
What are you saying? Young Phoenix? Yeah, I think restaurant. That's the easy one.
Okay.
Close second is movie theater. All right, pick a singer. Lorde, Willow Smith, Miley Cyrus. I don't know who half these people are. Christina Aguilera, Miles Davis, Beyonce, Mariah Carey, Bruno Mars, Lana Del Rey.
You know exactly what I'm going
to say. Let's go with Bruno Mars. Why not?
Okay.
Okay.
We have to choose Beyonce.
What's your happily ever after? Having good friends, finding my equal, achieving my dreams, having a job I love, being in a caring relationship, living in a mansion, find inner peace, I'm not sure yet, or traveling the world. What was the question again? I lost it. What is your happily ever after?
Yeah.
Having a job I love. Let's go with that. You know what? You spend so much time, like, realistically at it. What am I? I am Tiana from The Princess and the Frog. I feel like I've only watched clips of that movie. Doesn't she become a frog?
Is there a description?
So, Giuseppe, you are confident and have a clear set of goals that you intend to reach no matter the obstacle.
Okay.
People consider you to be resolute, fearless, and hard of goal.
That's pretty pure. Okay.
That makes sense.
That's Giuseppe.
Yeah, literally.
You guys are too kind. You guys are whatever the descriptions were for your princesses. Okay, oh, you're going for it now.
We can speed it up in post.
What are we at?
We cap at 35.
Yeah.
Listen to the next episode to find out what I got.
What do you think you'll get?
I'm going to rig it to get Snow White.
You're going to go and study tonight or something?
Talk to the birds.
Isn't there a new Snow White movie coming out soon?
I don't know, but I hope so.
They should cast you. I don't think they have casting done yet.
Are you saying I should be casted?
You should be casted for Snow White. Just drop out immediately. That's pretty good.
Well, you said you wanted to be here, so I was like, yeah.
I can't. Let's end it.
All right. With that, thank you for listening to this slightly longer episode. Thank you, Giuseppe.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Happy to be here, guys. Thank you for having me. Stay classy. I don't have anything else to say, I guess.
You can follow us. Happy weekend. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. That's our next episode.
If you'd like to follow us on Instagram, you can at SMC Unfiltered. You can listen to us anywhere that podcasts are available. And with
YouTube,
that,
Spotify,
Apple Music.
I don't think so.
Oh, are we not on Apple Music? Okay. Well, with that, have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.